Nee, so nicht, wenn ich das kann, muss ich im Schein, mich in der Rief gemacht, so ich Israel. Wie es Chus für Schleim, ich heim, ich im Malki, eines Bessar, mein Bruch, Bessar, Malki, wie es Chus für all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding Simen Reish base, continuing on in the Halachas of Birchas HaPeres, and we are up to Sif Yud Aleph. Let's, previously we spoke about various fruits that were soaked in water, or they were squeezed, and what the bracha, and we went through that, some of the shaylos involving in that. Now, over here, the Mechaber turns to two specific fruits, mainly because they are from Shivas Aminim, so to sort of clarify that really the halacha doesn't change much. Says the Mechaber, Mei shriyas tzimukim u'se'enim, if you went ahead and you soaked raisins, which are dried grapes, and figs, I may bishulam, or you cook them, mevarach aleihem shahakol, you make a shahakol, v'yotze gam la'rosh, and that works also according to Rosh. Now, if you remember, the Rosh yesterday said that when you soak water in fruit, I'm sorry, when you soak fruit in water, they become an eitz. Said the Mechaber is not saying that the Rosh would hold any differently over here. He would also question if possibly they should be an eitz. But he's saying is, since it's a suffix, even according to the Rosh, you can make a shahakol. But why is he bringing that up? Avol bebracha shalachreims. Here's where it becomes problematic. When it comes to the bracha achreina, yesh le'stapik im mevarach bar nefashos ayim mevarach bracha achas man shalosh karash. So any time you have something that is a suffix of the bracha rishayna, it should be the equivalent of afterwards has a alamichya or ala gefen or ala eitz, right? So when we have the suffix on the bracha rishayna, you make a shahakol. The problem is that could, so why can we do that? We've mentioned this previously, that a shahakol can be b'shas hadchag. We don't have a choice. We're using it to pater any bracha. However, with the bracha achrayna, if it's supposed to get an ala eitz, the bar nefashos doesn't work. So now we got a problem since we have this question that the Rosh creates of whether or not this should be a bar creates or not. So for the bracha rishayna, we can do a shahakol, but the bracha achrayna, what do we do? If you're Yerushalayim, you don't want to.
Did we discuss that? I don't remember that if you make a shahakal, you can't make alayits if you were told afterwards.
You could still make aleich. We didn't discuss it, but if let's say you made a mistake, you made a shahakal, you didn't make it. You by mistake made a shahakal, right? So we're going to get to that later
Right.
on. By mistake, you made a shahakal on grapes, right? You would still make halates. You wouldn't make a bar and a fashas. You'd still make an halates because they're two independent things. Over here, the problem is it's a suffix. Is it a shahako, or is it halates, or is it bar priates?
Right.
So for the bracha rishayna, okay, make a shahako. For the bracha achrayin, you got a problem, and therefore you should only do it during the suda. Oi, or yoichel pri meshivas aminim. You should also, besides drinking this water, also have a fruit to Shibasabina, and also drink some water. You have to make both. Okay, and therefore you don't have any problem. Okay, so let's pause over here in the Mechaber and let's look at the Mishabru. We're talking that you're only drinking the water. If you're eating the fruit that you soaked in this water, and you're drinking the water, Mistabi, so you made sort of like a compote that has a bunch of whole fruit in it. So even though you're eating the liquid of the compote with the fruit, it would still be that would with whole fruit for sure would be I ate, and the liquid in there became a tuffle anyway. So even if you're going to say, if you say the liquid is a tzuzicha, don't need another bracha. But even if you say that the liquid would on its own would be a shahakol, but if you're eating it together with the fruit, it's definitely a tuffle. So again, we mentioned this yesterday. So you have a compote that has whole fruit in it and has some liquid that you cooked it in, right? It would be it would definitely be a bar priya eitz. Baked apple we'll get to later because that becomes a shaila. That I think it's a eitz, but we'll is that the normal way? Is that the ikkar way that the fruit was made for? But I think for apples, it was definitely the apples that are used for baking. But we'll get to that later on. I don't want to get distracted. Okay, so over here, if we have so far, we have this compote with whole fruit, the liquid becomes a tuffle and it's definitely eitz. The point that the Mechaber is talking about is only on the if you're having the liquid itself. Okay, now what happens? And I really just want the liquid, but since I don't know what the bracha is, I come up with an eitz. I'm going to take a bite of this fruit that was cooked in this water, and I'll make an eitz. It's not so pashut. According to the Rashi, you yaitza. But according to the other shita, that it's a shahakel, you weren't yaitza. So being so smart, saying yes, I cooked some, I made kompot, but I decide I only want the liquid. I don't want to have any of the fruit. So I take the fruit out, I'm just having the liquid. So according to the Rosh, it's a eitz. According to the other ones, it's a shahakel. So having a little bite of the fruit and making a eitz, you only solved the Rosh. You didn't solve the other one. So therefore, take a drink or something else and make a shahakel. La Rosh. So he's just going to explain what we already explained outside. What's the Mechaber telling us that your yoitz according to the Rosh also? Kaila sifa kaidim the heavy pluktim is that he brought down the machloikis the Rosh has, whether or not it's a shahakal or eitz. The common lamaisa pashin nakdinon kaderi, the nakdinon kaderi shayna lavarach shahakal the yoitz is a gamla that's a Rosh. That of course we go ahead with the other shita that it's a shahakal because even according to the Rosh, you'd be yoitz. The blav hachi alkol varim and mama shahakal yoitz. Yeah, anyway, yoitz is a shahakal. When it comes to all other paris that are bar nefashis anyway, we don't have a problem. The bracha shayna shalhan ain't ela bar nefashis rabbis. Aval b'peris shal shiva aminim. When it comes to fruit of the shiva saminim, kigoyim tzemukim into me'enim, shemavarchin aleim b'achroinim me'en shalosh, that we make ala eid, b'zeh yesh lesbak, heich anavid. Here we have the problem. Then Yeshla Mayim Din Hapri, if the water has a rule of the fruit, like the Rosh, Yeshla Varachal of Man, Bracha, Man Shalish Bachrayna, we should make a Bracha Man Shalish. The Aimlahan Din Hapri Batsmam, if they don't have a Din of a Peri, and Lavarach Mel Burn the Fashis, and you should only make a Burn the Fashis. Ube Eli, and Achas Pateras, Kaverte El Philip of the Abbot, a Burn the Fashis doesn't pat the Ala Eitz doesn't pat the Burn the Fashis. So therefore, he said, a Yerushalayim shall only eat it during the meal. Ela b'tayich hasuda. Why? The birchas hamazon pateras b'bracha shel achrayim. Because the bracha will of the birchas hamazon will patter it. Bein shetiyim ein shalish, bein shetiyim bar nefashis rabbi. So we had this already. When you eat something during the meal that requires a separate bracha, maybe because you don't have in mind, or because it's dessert, whatever reason it is, if you have something that during the meal requires a different bracha, you don't need to do a separate bracha achrayna for it, the bracha achrayna of the Birchas HaMazon patters all those things, not only the Amaitzi, but anything else that you have to make a separate bracha during the meal. Okay, now let's go back to the Mechaber. Okay, so we said, going back to what the original case of it is, I soaked raisins in water, or I cooked them. We make a shahakal on it, but better only do it during the meal, because otherwise you'll have a problem with the bracha right now. V'moshach hamayim v'vdilim v'natzimuk. And what happens if I remove the water from the raisins, it's no longer this mixture. Havala yahin, then it becomes water. We've got to remember that raisins are really grapes. There's no more shayla. But who, when is this that by removing the water, the grapes from the water, the raisins from the water, it becomes agafen? That these raisins I used were not so dried out that if you squeeze them, nothing would come out. Some of the pulp would come out. If there's nothing would have come out of them, even though it might still give a little bit of a flavor to the water, that's not enough to make it into water, into wine. Let's see the Mishabruvimashach Perish. Hadish Vinutzimukam Litainim, this that we put in the same category. Water that got soaked with raisins and water that got soaked with figs. Only when it's all mixed together. It's still not considered a drink, but it's considered some sort of soup. Then the water just becomes wine. And now a regular wine, there's water in it. So this is also a wine. And the some of the chassidim make it for Pesach. They want to make their own wine. They don't want to drink other people's stuff or purchase stuff. It's called Rajinka wine. It's wine. The Dasa Magen Avraham, the Lav Dafkim Mashicha Nasayayin. Magen Avraham says you don't actually have to remove the water from the raisins. Even if they're mixed, Kosha Loy Shavan Adai Telechal Atzimukam Rak Limshak Velich Samayim. When he made it, his intention was never to eat the raisin. His intention was just to drink the water. Even if he drank out of the cup that the raisins are still in it, Din yayin yeshloi. So according to the Magen Avraham, you don't have to actually separate it. It would still have the din of wine. The Magen Avraham says, no, you actually took the liquid out. He says, that's if you didn't soak it for a full 3 days. That's only if you separate it. So Magen Avraham is sort of in between. He says, if I soaked it for less than 3 days, in order for it to get wine, I actually have to separate it from, I soaked it for 24 hours, but less than 3 days, I have to actually separate it from the raisins. But if I went ahead and I soaked it for 3 days, then he would agree with the Magen Avraham. Even if you put in three and you got four parts out of it, in other words, it's still a lot of water. You put in three parts water and it only increased by one. The kaven shatzmukim yafim koyach pri oimim b'taychan noisim tam chazak, it gives a strong flavor. And then we said, but that is limited. There was a caveat that the raisins had to be soft enough, shem yidrachos ritzolaymim b'loy shriya, before I soaked them. Yetzim ahen lachluchas, that these raisins that I put into soak were still moist enough that some moisture, some wetness would come out of it. Ozim shrayin habila yayin gomer. Then if you soak them, water becomes wine. Shum lachluchas, but if they were so dry, right? Solaymim v'varchalim shahakal, kulam, everyone agrees, shahakal. This water, even though the water got slightly sweetened by these raisins, that everyone agrees is not considered wine. Okay, let's start Sifyut Beis. Kol haperis, all fruit, shetovim chayim umuvushalom, that are good, and we're going to start getting into David, what you brought up over here, that are good both raw and cooked. Yoin tapuchim, bagosim, it's apples, and I think agosim is pears, if I'm not mistaken. Bein chayim, bein muvushalom, mevaruch bar priyat, you make a bar priyat. Bim ein derech la'achlam chayim elam umuvushalom, if the derech is not to eat them raw, only cooked. If you eat them when they're raw, then you make a shahakel. So this was one of the rules that we gave in the Akdama. Okay? If I have a fruit, if it's generally only eaten raw and I eat it cooked, the cooked one is a shahakel. If it's generally eaten cooked and I eat it raw, the raw is shahakel. If people eat it both ways, then it's eitz in either case. Let's say they're better when they're cooked. Since they're good when they're raw, and this is key, many people eat it that way, it's still eats. That's why the barren is pierced, right? That's why I think it is. I can check it up. They're good raw. He says there are certain kind of apples that are very bitter, and therefore they are very sour, actually, and therefore they're not good raw. So you don't take apples and just put them all into one category, all apples. It's apples by apples. So if you have a certain type of apple that is not eaten raw, it doesn't mean it ate because there's other types of apples. So you treat each type of apple separately. So this particular type of apple is not eaten raw, and you decide to eat it raw, then it's a shakel. These wild apples, will see it over there. Now, if it's not usual to eat them raw, right? You go by Raiv b'nei Adam. You happen to eat it all the time raw, that doesn't mean anything, right? I used to know somebody who used to take an onion out of the refrigerator and presumably didn't like to talk to people, and he would eat the onion as is. It's not a normal way. Rive people do not eat raw onions as is. So therefore, it's not considered a normal way of eating. Since a majority of people eat this particular fruit only cooked, it's not, remember we said, one of the rules. It has to be the ikar reason this fruit was grown. And since people don't eat it that way, it's not considered a grain. Even they're good to eat them raw. Since the normal way that people eat it, so the El Yerab is basically saying, it has nothing to do with really if it's good or not good. It has to do everything with how Rav B'nai people eat it. Kishayim v'shalom b'yir priya etz, v'hu adinim ha'yil ha'hepach. Same thing the other way around. Shadera chilus b'nei adam oysa peris hu rak kishayim chayim. If the normal way is only to eat them raw, k'goin ha'goizim, k'gav, and there's certain types of nuts, enim avarach b'yichas b'yir priya etz, k'yim kishayim chayim. You only make the b'yir priya etz when they're raw. Kishayim v'shalom, but if you cook them, and it's only a miyut of people who eat it that way, then it's a shakel. So here is he closes out with the last important halacha. If you are eating a fruit that is generally eaten in one way, and you're eating it the other way, so the bracha is a shakel. Even if that fruit is from the Shivas Aminim and you're eating it in an unusual way, so let's say pomegranates, right? And pomegranates, for argument's sake, I don't know, but let's say for argument's sake, nobody eats pomegranates cooked. Rive people only eat pomegranates raw, and you eat it cooked. So it's a shahakal. Not only is it a shahakal, it becomes a bar in the fascia since you're not eating it the way you've downgraded it from the way it's set up to be. Okay, we'll stop over here. And if it's Hashem, we should continue with Sif Yud Gimel tomorrow.